Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. Happy New Year to everybody. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Red Ball Express is in the air. Gene Fisher with Rotary. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, I want to ask, so how many Rotary clubs are there?
The Red Ball Express is incorporates all four Rotary clubs in Durango and La Plata County. There are three Rotary clubs in the city of Durango, and then there's the Bayfield Pine River Rotary Club.
Nice. So you got, man, you must have a lot of members having four Rotary clubs, a lot of Rotarians running around.
Yeah, there's probably 300 total.
Wow.
Maybe 200.
Sure, somewhere in there.
Something like
yeah.
that. I don't know exactly how many.
You haven't counted everybody recently then?
No. And I... The pandemic's been tough on membership in any organization like this. So.
Well, and, you know, speaking of that, the most overused word in 2021 was pivot. And certainly you guys pivoted the last couple of years with the Red Ball Express.
You bet. The Red Ball is a big deal for us. I'm not sure how long it's been. It's been probably at least 10 or 12 years, something like that. But we've raised over $500,000.
Wow.
for Rotary clubs, and then Rotary is primarily focuses on helping people in. They're an international organization, but our local clubs really push hard to help people in La Plata County, and so all the money that we spend raising money with Red Ball generally feeds back into La Plata County.
Yeah, and you guys, you know, you used to roll the big physio balls or whatever down the hill at Perg, and then you had to shift, and you did it at Alpine Bank with ping pong balls, right?
Well, we decided about 3 years ago to move the event down into town because we would roll the big beach balls, beach balls, down a hill at Purgatory. And, you know, the problem was it was a long way from town. And so unless you were a skier or avid skier, it was hard to get people to come up to the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, we had good success, but there was a decision made to move it into town and do it the night of the Snowdown Parade, which is generally in late January. And we did that the first year, 2 years ago. And it was a big success, our title sponsor is Alpine Bank, and the reason we picked 11th Street, it was next to 11th Street Station, and they were supportive, and so we rolled the balls down from about where the courthouse is on 2nd down, and the finish line was on the north side of Main Avenue.
Right.
And so that was a big success. And then we were going to do that this last year, and then COVID came along, and Snowdown got canceled.
Yeah.
And so what are we going to do? So we came up with the idea. I think Lynn Urban with United Way came up with the idea of maybe we could do a scaled-down event and do it somewhere to where we could do it safely. So we came up with the idea of built a track that's about 4 foot wide, 60 feet long, and it goes downhill, and it's in sections, and then we assemble that in the lobby of Alpine Bank last January. And so it was really an online event. We only had about three or four people in the bank at the time, and but we raised almost as much money last year as we did the year before.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of the Pinewood Derby races, way back in the Pinewood Derby when you're talking about building the track.
Well, yeah, and this was a lot of fun. There's a video floating around somewhere that we actually videotaped it. Rich Fletcher and his group helped us, and we did it live stream, and the track had like seven different sections that had different obstacles, and we put about 185 red ping pong balls in a box, and then we let them go, and they went bouncing down the chutes, and they had all kinds of obstacles. And then at the bottom, they went into a chute. And that's the way we do the event, is each ball has got a number in it.
Right.
And then when you buy a ticket, the computer gives you your ticket a couple of the ball numbers. And then if you're the first ball down the hill,
yeah,
your ticket, it's $5,000.
Nice.
And then the second, I think, is $2,000. And the third is $1,000.
Not bad.
So there's lots of it's a fun event. It raises a lot of money. I think the last year the total was about $40,000 that we raised. And that money goes, obviously it goes to the prize money, but also we have about 10 or 12 local sponsors, Alpine Bank being our title sponsor, but we have Grand Junction Concrete, or CJ Concrete.
Oh, uh-huh. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
And
CJ Gravel.
Frederick Zink Elliott.
Uh-huh.
And Armadillo Storage.
Yep.
Southwest Appliances.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember them. Bayfield Realty.
Well,
there's about 8 or 10 Coke sponsors for the event. Yeah. Also,
if somebody wants to buy tickets, where do they go to get them?
Well, you can, if you know a local Rotarian, you can buy from them.
Uh-huh.
Just give them a call and they'll find you. The other way is you go to DurangoRedBall.com.
Okay, DurangoRedBall.com.
That's our website. It talks about the site and what Red Ball is. It also talks about what some of the stuff Rotary clubs do all over the county. And you can buy tickets online with a credit card.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the easiest way to buy tickets.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $5 per chance, if you will.
Yeah.
And so you can buy as many as you want. If you have friends from out of town, they can buy them.
Sure.
And so, again, all the proceeds go to the Rotary Clubs in La Plata County.
Well, you know, I just called it up, and, yeah, DurangoRedBall.com popped right up, and I'm just thinking, oh, you even got a picture of Brad Tafoya carrying a ball. It's good to see him doing something there. But, you know, Four Corners Broadcasting, Armadillo Storage, Bayfield Realty, Builders, First Source, Frederick Zink & Associates, Ready Mix, Levitt Group, Fast Track, Southwest Appliance, True Value, Wells Group, Tarpley RV, and, of course, Alpine Bank are all the sponsors. I want to make sure we got them all in there. That's a mouthful to try and remember. And tickets, you know, what I really love about this, it's affordable. It's only $5. Go in. You can buy up a bunch of chances to win, and then get your numbers assigned, so to speak, and the money stays here locally.
Yes, all of it stays in La Plata County. So
that is so cool. And how long have you been a Rotarian?
You know, I'm not sure. About 8 or 9 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm with the Durango Rotary Club. That's the original club in Durango. It was chartered in 1929.
Wow.
And that club has met up until the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
It has met every Tuesday evening at the Strader Hotel since 1929.
Well, you know, it's amazing because I know I've been a guest speaker on occasion for different Rotarians, Rotary groups, and I'm one of those Kiwanians myself. You know, used to be Civitan over in Kiwanian, and yes, I know what's Kiwanis say, or what's the translation? Where's the Rotary meeting? I know that. Ward Holmes from Four Corners tells me that all the time. But, you know, I always look and go, whether it, you know, Rotary, Kiwanis, I mean, all the different organizations and all the wonderful things that the different organizations do. I know you guys provide firewood for those that need to use fire to heat their homes.
That's
you guys
a project
provided
for Rotary again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which club. I think it's that might be the morning club.
I think it is.
But they collect firewood. A lot of club members from the other clubs. I've been involved with that a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And we show up and and split firewood and collect firewood, and then we distribute it to a lot of the rural areas, some of the older people in La Plata County that use wood for heat, and that's a really good event. A few other of our projects, a while back we did what was Project Warm Coats. We bought, I don't know, 300 or 400 coats, brand new coats, and the school district and some of the other boys and girls clubs, we've built
You did the, I'm going to interrupt. You did solar out on the reservation. I remember that, the solar
lights.
That
was a really neat project. It was a joint venture from 3 or 4 clubs, and we took these solar panels and went out and put them on the hogans, which provided light and power for the kids' computers and stuff for school, and it kept them from having to burn Coleman lanterns, which is not best for the health.
So, yeah, wow.
So that was a really enjoyable program and also very self-fulfilling. So
yeah. So if you just tune in, I'm talking with Gene Fisher with Rotary Clubs here in Durango. And I'm going to say 3 in Durango, 1 in Bayfield. And we're talking about the Red Ball Express. And when is the Red Ball Express going to actually occur this year?
Well, the plan is right now it is scheduled for Friday afternoon evening on January 28th.
Yep.
That's a Friday. That is the Snowdown Parade.
Uh-huh.
And then the parade, we will roll the balls down 11th Street down to the Alpine Bank at 5 o'clock, somewhere in the 5 o'clock. And then the idea is that as soon as we finished, we'll get out of the way, and then the Snowdown Parade starts at 6 o'clock.
Right, and it's only, again, $5 donation allows a participant to adopt 2 of the red balls, the first 2 balls down the course. Win that adoption ticket holder, $5,000. Second pair is $2,000. Third is $1,000. I actually know somebody that won $2,000. My girlfriend Tiffany actually won a couple grand, she said, one year.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that won the $5,000 a couple years ago.
That is so cool.
To let everybody know, Rotary members cannot buy tickets.
Okay.
Their families can, but the Rotary members cannot buy tickets. We try to keep it all on the up and up.
Sure.
And, we do keep it on the up and up.
Well, I was going to say, and how can you, trying to, weight one of those big old physio, I call them the physio balls. Who blows all those balls up? Is that your responsibility?
People have said I have a lot of hot air.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
But we have a compressor we do have an alternative this year. We're a little bit worried about Omicron and all that. So we have the track that we built for last year, and so the event's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
If we can't do it, and I think because it's an outdoor event, we would like everybody that shows up to please wear a mask.
Yeah.
A mask may be required for Snowdown before it's over with.
Right.
The indoor events are going to be required, I think. But we would ask everybody to just to do their civic duty. And we're going to do it outdoors. But if at the last minute something changes, we will do the event. If we have to, we'll go back to the ping pong ball.
You see, you'll pivot.
We will pivot, and someone's going to win the $5,000 no matter what.
Well, again, go to DurangoRedBall.com. Buy your tickets. They're only $5 each. Get a chance to win $5,000, $2,000, or $1,000. And, check it out, because I just think that this is a great fundraiser. And Rotary, all the wonderful things you do for our community is just, again, just fantastic. And I'm going to pull this up one more time. Alpine Bank is your main sponsor. Big shout-outs to Eric Eicher, Beth Drum, Mike Burns. Yep. Also, Four Corners Broadcasting is a sponsor. Armadillo Storage, Bayfield Realty, Builders First Source, Frederick Zink & Associates, Ready Mix, Levitt Group, Fast Track, Southwest Appliance, True Value, Wells Group, and Tarpley RV. I think I caught them all. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Gene. Appreciate you and everything you guys do. Again, check it out. DurangoRedBall.com. Get your Red Ball Express tickets today.
All right.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.